I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. As I prayed with and reflected upon the gospel reading for this weekend, this song, a song that my mother sang to me as a child, played in my heart. Peace, what is it? How do we experience it, and where do we find it? Or does peace find us? Is peace something we pursue and maintain, or is it received and lived? When we have peace, what do we do with it? Today, right here in the praying of this Mass, we are given two very different images of peace, or the lack thereof. The first, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Where did we hear that? Anyone? In the gospel? Yeah, that was an easy one. The second we will hear, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Does anyone know where in Mass we will hear these words? It's during the communion rite. Father knows. It was during the communion rite, and it's after the I Father, our Father, that we all pray together in the words that Jesus taught us, and it's a little bit before we offer each other the sign of peace. The first peace, or absence thereof, relates to Martha's peace. The second is a peace that Mary possibly experienced at the feet of Jesus. Do we experience peace as Martha or as Mary? Martha was distraught that details were not being attended to, that she was left alone to cope with and complete immediate tasks and hurdles. Peace comes after challenges are met. Do you have Martha days? I know I do. It may go something like this. I wake up, and before I even open my eyes, I have a list going on, reviewing what it is that I have to do this day, the obstacles I need to overcome. Up and at 'em, no rest for me. Each unexpected hurdle becomes my focus, a roadblock on my path to peace. When I realize that I'm out of oatmeal for breakfast, I say to my wife, Jennifer, honey, sorry to interrupt your rosary with your sister, but where's the oatmeal? My hope for peace is at the end of day, when every I has been dotted and every T has been crossed. My peace is focused on myself and my circumstances. Perhaps some days you too pursue peace in this way. Peace for Mary may have been found simply at the feet of Jesus, in his presence, in a lived relationship with him. How I love a Mary day. It goes something like this. Before I even open my eyes, I pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for a new day. I am so excited to see what we are going to do together. While morning tasks remain and challenges at my work as a UPS driver, such as the recent increase in volume due to Amazon Prime days, and other obstacles to reaching the final quiet time at the end of my day spring up, peace remains. For this peace is from Jesus. Perhaps some days you too experience peace in this way. The first peace we will call Martha's peace. It is the peace that the world offers us. It is a peace that is fleeting and temporary. It is only experienced when all has been accomplished and our temporal needs are satisfied. It is a peace that is short-lived. It is a peace of news feeds and politics. It is a peace of objects and accomplishments to be accumulated and guarded. It is a peace that is focused on self. It is an uneasy peace that can be taken away at a moment's notice when something unexpectedly goes wrong. It is often a product of disordered desires, of not realizing what's truly important. This is the world's peace. The true peace is that which Mary likely found at the feet of Jesus. Remember the quiz question of where do we hear, peace I give you, my peace I leave you? Well, it is true that we hear Father proclaim these words. They, like so many in our beloved Mass, can be found from Jesus speaking to us in Scripture. The full verse is from John 14. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Unlike the world's peace, Jesus' peace is not fleeting or easily destroyed. It is not a peace dependent upon ourselves, but received as an undeserved gift from him. This peace is not a thing to be possessed and stockpiled, but a way of being in a lived relationship with Jesus and others. How then do we receive this peace? It is only through Jesus' love. While Jesus freely and unconditionally offers it, we are so often reluctant to accept this peace, this love, or even believe that we can be loved so deeply in spite of our limitations and failures. Last week, we heard the gospel reading which spoke of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor as yourself. The reality is, this is a pretty low bar because we often struggle to love ourselves. We buy into the lie that we're not worthy of love, that we have no value, that we are beyond forgiveness. We may silently criticize ourselves, even as we criticize and compare ourselves to others. Like the Pharisee in the Gospel of Luke who prayed, "Oh God, I thank you, I am not like the rest." We may believe our worth is in being better than others. I recall an homily offered by Father Quinn in which he declared, "Compare and despair, compare and despair." No peace to be found there. This is not the love that Jesus offers. A simple prayer in my relationship with Jesus has and continues to be, "Jesus, let me know how much you love me. Father, let me know how much you love your children." Maybe at first that sounds like a selfish prayer, but it is not. It is only through a lived, deep experience of God's unconditional love that surpasses understanding that we can have true peace. For this peace is not dependent on details, tasks completed, unexpected complications, or even how much we love ourselves. It is a peace found in resting in God's loving arms, of sitting, like Mary, at the feet of Jesus. What then do we do with this peace? While we rejoice and are thankful of God's love, it does not end there. We are called to live this peace in a vibrant relationship with God and with each other. Deacon John once said to me, "Don't just bring God's peace, be God's peace." Don't just bring God's peace, be God's peace. We are called to go forth to bring and be this peace to a troubled and hurting world that so desperately longs for it, but knows not where to look. Father Ben reminded us 2 weekends ago that many in our communities have no idea of God's loving plan to draw us, to restore us into a relationship with him through Jesus. Through our baptismal calling as prophet, we are to proclaim this good news. Let us take a moment now to gather at the feet of Jesus. Let us open our hearts to receive the peace he so lovingly offers us. Let us then take that peace to be a vessel of it, carrying it to our brothers and sisters, our families and communities that yearn for peace, not as the world falsely promises, but as Jesus gives.
I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.